Hey, Casey.
What?
I got a question for you.
What's that?
What does a quartet of mutated turtles with ninja skills and a squad of sexy male strippers on a raunchy road to glory have in common?
I really don't know.
I mean, it's I get it. You know what? Let's find out. Because I watched Magic Mike XXL.
And I watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 Secret of the Ooze.
And now it's time to make the movie connection. Right, and we are in. Welcome, everybody. Hi there. I am Jacob, and I'm here with my sister,
Casey.
And this is the podcast, The Movie Connection. It's a podcast where we take two different movies. We each take one, and we watch it. And, you know, sometimes these movies are really different, sometimes not so much. We talk about them, discuss them, kind of break them down a little bit, give them a little review, and then we try to see if we can make a connection between the two.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
This is episode 9 that you're coming in on.
Absolutely.
Going strong. And sometimes the connections are
pretty loose.
Sometimes they're really, you know, good and everything. So, yeah. This week, boy, this was a fun week, though.
Two
really fun movies.
So, I don't know if you mentioned this earlier, for any new listeners, but I assigned Jacob his movies, and he assigns me my movies.
Yes.
And this week, I assigned him Magic Mike XXL.
And, my assigned Casey Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 Secret of the Ooze. Man, each of these have, like, at least mine is a reasonable length.
You don't think Magic Mike XXL was? How long was it?
No, I'm just saying the title. Magic Mike XXL, that's kind of short. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Secret of the Ooze, like, that's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful. It is. But you know what? That's how we did it in the 90s.
Yeah, for sure. Like, yeah, we wanted to know exactly, you know. It's either that or they just called it 2, you know.
Right.
Yeah. 2, 3.
Right.
And that's what's funny is that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 just called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3. That's
right. It is funny.
But awesome. Yeah, this was a fun week because the energy of both of these movies is
it's fun.
It's fun. Exactly.
It totally is. And like mine is like sort of like, you know, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Secret of the Ooze is like I gotta say it every time. It's like a nostalgia trip almost, you know, because you feel like you're transported back in time into the 90s.
Early 90s. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't
realize. I always, for some reason, thought Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was like an 89 movie or something like that. It came out in 1990. Like, you know,
yeah.
So it is technically a 90s movie.
It is, but you feel the 80s in there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly.
Know? It's definitely that early,
you know,
90s
I think
feel.
That's the transitional movie. Like, that is the defining, like, that is when the 80s became the 90s.
There you go.
Know?
There you go.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Two, Secret of the Ooze.
Well, no, the first one came out in 90. So
okay.
That's what I'm saying,
okay,
the 89 to 90. So I guess it is my turn to start.
Yeah.
So let's get into this. Let's get into Magic Mike.
XXL.
XXL or XXL, whatever your preference.
Yeah.
Okay. In the sequel to the tantalizing, titillating hit original movie Magic Mike, this time the hotties with the naughty bodies are taking their show on the road and heading to a big stripper convention. Did not know those happen. Channing Tatum returns as Mike, who is looking to shake up his mediocre life and get back to the excitement he had going with his comrades at the club he used to work. No Kid or Dallas this time, but we get to see plenty of Big Dick Richie, Ken, Tarzan, Tito, and Tobias.
Yeah.
As the group gets back into the rhythm of things and decide to put their passions into their performances. Mike catches up with a friend from before his time with Dallas, the lovely Lady Rome, who is played by Jada Pinkett Smith, and who is less than enthused to see Mike, given how things left, given how he left things.
Yeah.
But eventually, with Rome and her counterpart Andre, played by Donald Glover.
Yeah.
Hello. the guys find their stride and they take the stage for one final show to end all shows. Oh, and Amber Heard is there as a sort of kind of like love interest or something, even though her character isn't going through a guy phase. There's more dancing, more muscles, and this time a little more heart. But will it be enough?
Yeah, love that synopsis.
Really loud.
You are loud.
that's that. And I watched both. Like, I did watch Magic Mike before I watched Double XL.
Yeah.
And really liked it, though. Like, it was a good, two different movies is right, I guess.
They are, because, like, so Channing, when he wanted to do the first movie, he wanted to let people see, like, how dancers were treated, how... You know, kind of the back end of, like, the stripping world.
Yeah, that's what I felt, is the first one's way more about, them, the characters, especially Magic Mike and the kid and
yes,
whatever.
Yes, it's those two specifically.
Yeah, and then, but then the second one is way more about the audience, right? Like, connecting with your audience members.
Totally, and, like, when, so the first one, and he also, like, so the kid in the movie is, like, a sort of reflection on his life, because mm-hmm. he started dancing when he was 19, and he didn't have, like, the drug overdose or anything, but they put up the drama. But he... So that was the first one. And then the second one, he was like, I never planned on making a second one. But, like, this move... The first one resonated with a bunch of people.
Right,
he got
right.
a big audience out of it.
Yes.
And he got to know, like, some of the other guys... doing the first film, obviously, and he didn't really know them prior to that. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I want to make a second film that's about these guys. Like, I want them to be really involved, and I want their characters to be, like, more fleshed out.
Oh, right. Yeah, and it was way more about the group, right?
Totally.
Too. In addition, was, but I did also feel the, like,
the connection
with
the
audience, too, you know what I mean? Or and the I, clients. And you know.
Right, and I think that has to do with Joe...
Feminism.
Yes, feminism for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But also Joe Manganiello.
Mm.
Yep, got that right. I'm going to say. he was doing a documentary at the
If not, we don't mean to offend you,
sorry,
Joe.
Joey.
If you're listening.
He was doing a documentary at the time called La Bear, which is
and
about...
And I have to see this documentary.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah. It's available on Tubi, guys. So,
Tubi.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he was doing this documentary at the same time, and it's about the world's largest male strip club, which is in Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
go figure.
Everything in Texas is bigger, right?
That's right. And then, Channing, too, he talked about doing, like, some of these stripping conventions, but they didn't call them conventions back in the day, and I don't know if they do now either.
Right.
Because usually a convention
but
is,
it's
like...
just because it's not even... Is it competitive? I don't know if it was.
I
guess that wasn't really clear.
I think it is.
It's strictly just to show off your skills.
Yes.
You know. Which is cool.
They
I
should
prefer
call
that.
It like a stripping expo.
Yeah.
Like, I've
that's
been to
closer.
Like,
some
like wine expos and wedding expos. And those are really sometimes about selling you stuff, but really about a full thing and nobody's competing.
Right,
and this
right.
feels the same way.
Hmm.
These do exist. There are big ones that happen pre-COVID. And when you go to them, you have to...
Definitely a pre-COVID movie.
Pre-COVID. Yeah. You have to sign, like, a disclaimer.
Uh-huh.
So that's
because that's... Before we get into your questions for me, it's like, yeah, that was my big one. It's like, you can't be flinging clients around like that and shit, right? Like, okay. And I guess it made sense, like, especially the majority of that happening is, like, in Rome's place. And that was a different situation altogether anyway.
Totally.
Where it's like, she... And I like her system.
Oh, my God.
It's
like, so cool.
Yeah.
Like, she has, like, a house of fantasies.
That place was awesome.
It was
and Jada
so
Pinkett
rad.
Smith, I did not recognize her. That was weird.
Holy shit.
I don't know why.
Well, like, it's because she's got this like power persona. I mean, not that she's not powerful on her own. Yeah. She absolutely is.
For sure.
But she like took on this character and became
so good.
She was so good in this.
And that's the other, if they do make a third, like she needs to be the connecting factor there. Like
oh,
it needs
yeah,
to be
for sure.
Her. Like she needs to be like running the show. I don't know what, but. And that's the other thing is, like, this should be a franchise because I looked at the numbers, like, the box office internationally, dude, these, of course this is, like, going to be big overseas.
This,
like,
yeah.
You know, who doesn't want to see beautiful guys dancing around?
Well, and it's, like, finally, as a female, you're just kind of like, oh, my God, finally, like, we get to ogle a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, we get to, like... you know, sexualize a guy for once. Like, I'm
right.
sorry, but
like,
you know,
yeah,
like,
come on. Yeah, yeah.
And also,
all's
like,
fair. All's fair.
All's yeah. fair. Also, I don't know a girl that doesn't like doing dance routines or watching dance routines. And so these are so
And then
so
you add
good.
That to, like, right, exactly. It, dance movie already, you got the, yeah, the female audience.
Absolutely.
For the most part, you know.
Yeah.
And then you add to that, oh, hot guys dancing.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well.
Oh yeah, for
adjusts
sure.
Nerd glasses.
No,
so
for sure.
I just I found it yeah to be a lot more fun and yeah.
Channing did go on to create a Magic Mike show.
Yeah,
in Las
I saw
Vegas.
That the real Magic. It's a Vegas show.
It's
badass.
A Vegas show.
That's a good idea.
And it's
yeah.
similar to like that ending. You know,
yeah,
like
yeah, right.
convention,
that's
expo,
great.
Whatever you want to call it.
And so they change up the acts now and then. And
right.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
have different people. Obviously, Channing Tatum's not there, guys. I'm sorry.
Dude,
I'm sorry.
He needs to make an appearance.
He maybe has.
Yeah,
for
right.
All we know,
that'd be badass.
Know?
Like the Johnny Depp treatment for,
for
the ladies.
But yeah, no. So he's awesome. And
yeah.
it is, in that way, it is a franchise. I don't know if they'll make any more movies.
They should. Like, you could keep this going for sure.
Absolutely could, and
like,
I don't think anybody.
And if he were
complain.
Smart, like he needs to produce. Come on, like he'd be set for life.
He would be.
Depending on you know, I don't know where his artistic, like you know, I don't know where he's at in terms of
sure.
that because he's kind of the dance guy, right? He
yeah.
came out of Step Up.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. He started stripping when he was 19, mm-hmm. and trying to make enough money to get into acting. That was his goal.
Right.
And then he got discovered. I think.
Yeah.
And so he was
by
like
Matthew
sweet.
McConaughey.
No.
I don't know.
By Dallas. Isn't his name Dallas?
Dallas.
Show?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
He actually said he didn't do three. He does two, but
right.
it's close enough.
It's
like
close
he
enough.
I was
yeah.
like, oh.
My world is exploding.
But maybe I'm crazy. Does he always do it though? Is that his?
It's his thing
like,
outside of movies, I feel like.
Right.
You know?
I don't feel like he does it in every movie, though.
No.
Because he did it just once in Dazed and Confused. Like, that's
right.
What we
and it's not like, it's not the, you know, Owen Wilson, wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he just can't help himself.
I know.
And Disney made him sign a contract saying he
Fuck
wouldn't
you,
say
Disney.
It. So stupid. Like, are you kidding me? Like, this
his
is what I mean. This is
had the perfect opportunity to say it, and you fucked up.
Yeah. Dumb. Like,
dumb.
That's why I'm like, see, they have the control, and I don't like
they it. Like to flex it. Yeah. Anyways, back to Magic
right.
Mike.
Back to Magic.
So, yeah.
And
yeah.
it's a sequel. It builds on the first one. Like, you know, they went bigger. Yeah, taking it on the road. Because it's a road movie, too. That's what's
it totally
interesting.
Is.
Like, yeah.
yeah. And, like, I
was like, ooh, interesting choice. All right.
I went with a girlfriend who was going through a divorce mm-hmm. to the movie theater to watch this.
Yep. Definitely a go with the girlfriend movie.
For sure.
Wait.
Yep. That's no, yeah. good. It works. And it was like, it was one of the most interactive movie experiences I've ever had in my life. It was similar to like
had
when
to
we went
good.
And saw Willow.
Uh-huh.
Like the audience together
or like
was
Endgame.
Like.
Endgame.
Or Endgame, totally. But seriously though.
Damn. Yeah,
It was like a very like, it was like the theater was covered in ladies. We were all, like, laughing and,
yes.
you know, going, oh, my,
oh
God,
my God,
at the
yeah.
same parts and, like, clapping. There was lots of clapping. And it was an experience I'll never forget. It
and
was
that's
really
a good thing
fun.
There weren't many guys because I could just hear the guys now. It's like, oh, it's not interactive, guys. Come on.
There were
I
some,
just want to watch the movie.
There were some guys there. They didn't ruin it at all.
Yeah,
so
good.
They had fun, I think. Channing Tatum is on record saying that, like, he gets asked about this by men way more often than women, like, about his stripping days. But, like, when he tells them to check out Magic Mike, they always, like, go, no, I don't like movies like that. I don't want to watch movies like that. And he's just like, what's wrong with that? Like, it's cool to watch.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And that was the thing. Like, and I was, I was one of those guys back when, so back when it came out, it's like, you know, it's amazing. You mature, you know,
where
it's
just like, so much. I haven't gotten Josh to watch them.
Yeah, it's fun.
And he's pretty progressive.
It's fun. And especially the first one, it is, there is not a lot of dancing, actually. It's like 19 minutes of dancing, actually. And thankfully, they improved on that in the second one. They're like, we gotta have them. They even had to throw it into some very interesting situations. Anyway,
definitely was not enough dancing in the first movie. There was so much drama.
Drama. That stupid kid. Apparently, they didn't get along. You know, I kind of
felt
that.
Him and Channing did not get along, and I felt it as well. Yeah, honestly.
But it kind of worked. But it did work, though, I think, for their characters.
Did you like the love interest in the first one? I don't remember her name.
See, I guess people unanimously hated her. I didn't really have a problem with her. I just, they did a lot of shots of her, like, not expressing. And I had a problem with that. It's like,
me too.
Like,
that's
they kept
felt.
Cutting to her. It's like, okay, I don't need another shot of her deadpan. Like, if you're cutting, and especially if you're cutting to a close up, it's got to be for a reason. Like, you're not, it's the same thing. Okay, deadpan. Like, you're disapproving. You're disapproving. You're disapproving. You're. Like,
yeah, I agree. I just didn't feel like, I was glad that they didn't bring her back personally. I was like, oh, I mean, and I don't,
but you know, they didn't do much better in the second
with Amber
one.
I know.
Yeah, they need to figure that out if they do a third one too. Like,
yeah, like, let's maybe just not give him a love interest.
You don't need it. And it wasn't even and that's what was weird, is it couldn't have been a love interest. She kept saying very clearly, it's like, no, I'm not going through a guy phase. So it wasn't.
No, it was more like he was just trying to get her to laugh, and he was trying to find his mojo, and he was trying to help her find hers, I think.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, there was no romance, really. Like, there was some flirtation, but...
And then other than that, it's just barbs.
This was the first time Matt Bomer has ever, like, sang.
He needs to do it more.
I love him very much, you guys.
I love him.
He's so great.
He was, yeah.
We'll get to it. Okay, let me do my questions, and then we can talk some more.
Yeah.
Let's see. One of the things I love most about this movie is the way male friendship is portrayed, specifically the way that the guys are so supportive with their body positivity.
Yeah.
Do you think that they did a good job portraying that? Do you think it's different from other guy movies that you've watched?
Yeah, for sure. That's the thing, is it felt way more naturalistic. Both movies did that, but yeah, this one especially, like, yeah, and it didn't, like, I don't have a ton of guy friends, and especially, like, it can get really toxic in male friendships and stuff like that. So what I appreciated is that they showed it more realistically and, like, more complex.
Yeah, for sure.
Where it's just like, yeah, I'm giving you shit, and they did it for emotional reasons, not just to, flex and be masculine and such.
Yeah, I think it's a good example of, like, what guys should strive for in their friendship. Like, you know, I think that...
Oh, absolutely. Like, and see, they openly talked about their feeling, like, eventually.
Sometimes, like, it took them a while.
Sometimes it took a little while, but that's true, too.
That's, like, another reason I like Matt Bomer's character so much, is because his is, like, the most sensitive.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and of course, that's, why I connected with him. He's a healer.
Oh, he's so great. Ricky.
Yeah. Ken
is his name. Yeah. Yep. I just know. I love him.
Yeah.
Did you know that Jamie Foxx was supposed to be the new MC?
I saw that in the
Channing
IMDb stuff.
Specifically pushed for Jada because he didn't really feel like it was right that a guy was doing it.
And that makes it, that was the right call. Like,
I think so too.
By far. And, like, Jada, like, especially given the performance that she gave as Rome. Yeah.
I know, right?
So,
she was really good.
Yeah, she's
really good.
So yeah, definitely the right call. It is interesting to go for Jade, like, that she came to mind, actually, but it makes sense when you watch the movie.
It does.
And I
she
can't really
have been my first choice, though.
Right.
But and now I'm like, I'm so glad though, because I can't imagine anybody else doing it now.
Yep, for sure. And yeah, I just can't really imagine Jamie Foxx, really.
Me neither.
In a Magic Mike universe, anyway.
And I don't know, like, something about, I thought about it a lot after I read
maybe
that.
Maybe as one of the guys, but not as the Rome.
But yeah, as the guy, because I would have felt it was really creepy for like him talking to all the chicks out there trying to pimp him out, sort of. You know, like, I don't right. know how else to phrase
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, for Jada, she was like, queens, lifting them up. Yes. She's all like, who doesn't feel good today? Yes. But like, if he would have done that, I don't know. It would have rubbed me the wrong way,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, and I wonder how much adjustment was made to the script.
That's, yeah.
Well, I mean, you would have to, so
for
yeah.
sure, for sure.
Yeah.
On that line, do you think that this is like a feminist movie?
So, for the most part, yeah. I think, yeah, he definitely leaned more into it. Yeah, it didn't make me feel gross. So, yeah, I think for the most part it is, yeah. And on it, like, I mean, that's the approach, right?
Yeah.
So you make it a feminist movie while also like being a positive role model sort of thing to guys, I guess. Yeah, because then that's how you get guys to watch it too.
Totally. Yeah, I agree. Hopefully. I agree. Like, I think that there's some things they could do to make it more feminist, but I really like for me, even just like a 10-second explanation, like, hey, we're going to pick you up and we're going to throw you around, but that's part of the fun. Oh, so yeah. if you don't want like,
consent.
I would have consent, yeah. but like logically I know, and from doing research of my own.
Oh yeah. By the way. So yeah, that was a question. I was like, you can't be throwing clientele around like this. It's like, this is clearly escapist. Like, I understand this is a movie because they can't, my God.
No,
but you said that.
Yeah. In reality, they would have signed like a disclosure of some kind saying right. that it was okay.
Yeah, disclaimer. And it made sense in Rome's thing, yeah.
Oh,
they had
for
like a tax
sure.
thing going
like,
on.
Like, I'm sure, yeah. Yeah, are cool. you a member? They had members yeah. there. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Whose dance was the best dance?
I mean, at the expo or throughout the whole movie? So at the expo?
Yeah, at the expo.
Okay, let's say at the expo.
Yeah, because otherwise it's so many.
Yeah,
to try to remember. Oof, yeah,
and that's a good thing though. You want it like
was awesome,
I can't
yeah.
really pick out a dance. At the expo, Channing's was impressive,
it
but
was.
Oh yeah, man, I like Joe Manganiello's.
Me too.
I think yeah,
was
yeah,
so
yeah.
good.
It was a good because it's so funny that it connects to what he was talking about in the truck at the time. It's like
yeah
it's a wedding and like I pick a bride and like we get married on the stage. It's like, what the fuck?
I
and
know.
Then he made it happen. Like, and it's like, oh, I get it now. Okay, yeah, that really came together.
I loved it so much. It is such a funny thing.
He's a really cool guy.
He's a really cool guy. When they did
on the verge of being like, okay, you're kind of a dick, but okay. I mean, I like. Yeah.
So when they did the like food truck thing, you know, driving across, first of all, that was all filmed like moving and they crashed
oh,
for real.
Shit.
so all of that was real, which is kind of cool.
Oh, no.
Channing, when he went to his first expo or whatever it's called, he rode in the back of a U-Haul with a bunch of guys. But for filming purposes, they're like, we need something that's like more airy and open and like has a window.
Wait, they were really moving while they... Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. So that's kind of fun.
Throws the cell phone out. Don't do that.
All right, let's go to the favorite questions.
The favorite questions.
I feel like I know the answer to this, and I'll be disappointed if I don't.
Yeah.
But what's your favorite scene?
See, no, it's a tie because
okay.
there was no way in hell I could... Because something happens in early on in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a tie. I'm going to cheat a little bit. It's
okay.
a tie between two because one made me giddy and excited and laugh like hell, and one made me cry.
Okay, let's yeah. hear it. I'm
so,
excited.
So, favorite scene, like, one is obviously the Joe Manganiello dancing
in
the
mini-mart.
The, and what was the song?
Everybody. Wasn't it Everybody?
No.
No, it was
Desire.
The
I want it bad.
We're singing through
that
it.
One.
Yeah, I want it that way.
So that one, where he tries to impress the girl. Yeah, that's and see,
it's
I want that
so...
to happen. I hope that has happened to a sad, you know, 7-Eleven worker
a bad
or whatever.
Day. Like God,
like who
how...
wouldn't want that to happen?
Oh.
And he sold it so well. Thank God he didn't
and,
like phone it in or whatever.
I love like the guy, like it, like the camera. Peels over to the guys and they're all like screaming
like,
and jumping and I'm like, this is such a wholesome scene.
Like, it's so good. Like
the
yeah,
actress that did it, she was just like, I had to practice so hard yeah, not to laugh. Sense. She's like, because it's so funny.
Yeah.
She's like, but I didn't want to do a million takes. So they were practicing the dance moves every single day anyways.
Right, right.
Leading up, but
good for her. She did good.
She did really good. Because,
you wouldn't want to fuck that up. She's, good on her. That's a good actor. because, that was amazing.
Such a good scene.
I mean, breaking up in the chips, he got creative. It was beautiful.
And the water bottle. Oh, the whole thing is so excellent.
How much for that? It was beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah.
And then, of course, I freaked out when I figured out that it was Donald Glover.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? No way. What is he doing here? And then when he serenades the beautiful queen who doesn't realize she's beautiful, I cried. I was like, that's good. So sweet.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to have Donald Glover do that to
him? Honestly.
And he's so charismatic.
He sells it. Yeah. He's so charismatic. He's so sweet. That scene made me tear up too.
Yeah.
Because everybody's been in that situation where they didn't have confidence.
Hell yeah, yeah.
And, to have somebody like him, serenade you and, tell you how beautiful you are and awesome you are, it's so nice.
It's great.
That's such a good scene.
So, yeah, more of that.
I did really like the Ken scene where he serenaded the older lady in the house.
Yeah, right.
That
yeah,
was fun.
For sure. Yeah.
That was really
the
fun.
Show off.
You guys know that's one of my audition
Andy
songs.
Andy McDowell.
Fuck.
Random cameo. She was kind of rude for a while. I was like, okay, what the, because she just kept mimicking them. It's like
she was trying to be that southern lady,
the tough whatever. I never like it anyway. Plumbing.
Sorry. I have a construction worker at my house right now, or a plumber. Anyways.
Yeah.
Anyways. Okay, good. That's a good choice. Favorite performance? That is
I talked
not
myself
Channing.
Into it. It's Jada Pinkett.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Because I did love Matt Bomer?
Bomer. I'm not 100%.
He's my favorite. Let's just say he's my favorite dancer. There,
oh,
we'll
he's
go
so
there.
Good.
And then, Jada Pinkett, though, she really... She kind of dominated.
She definitely rocked her character so much. And she was definitely the boss, which I love too.
Mm-hmm.
And when she sees Channing and she kisses him and then she smacks him, I'm like, oh, yeah, girl, get it.
Yeah.
And
And I just don't like when they, because they had a great, it ended so well where it's just like, yeah, hell yeah, yeah, you don't owe him anything. You don't need to go do it. And then she does anyway.
I know.
It's like,
I did like
kind
that
of
she
undercut
showed up, though.
That. Yeah.
It was good.
You
and
had it.
There
you
was,
had
like, a scene where her and Elizabeth Banks.
I saw it. I could see it. And I was like, what the fuck movie?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? And I get why they cut it, because it would become the only thing anybody would talk about and this and that. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah.
But still.
No, fuck that. No, we want to see it.
I wouldn't be mad if they did a whole movie about their history.
Right.
What's going on there? Were
nice.
They lovers? Were they?
And I love Elizabeth Banks.
I also love Elizabeth Banks.
Even though she's got
so
weird
much.
Tastes in directing choices.
We'll see what
anyway.
Happens, bro. We'll see what happens. Okay, what's your favorite quote?
Oh, dang, I kind of already blew it, but put your passion in your performance.
Oh, that's so good.
And if not that, it's not bro time, it's show time.
Yeah, those are both really good.
I'm just doing two across the board. The training wheels are off.
It's all good.
Just derailed.
Would you rewatch it or recommend?
Yeah, to both. For some reason, I like the first one is... I like the edge of the first one a little more,
there's
for
more
me.
Story
but this,
in the first
but the second one.
One
is way more fun.
Yeah, it just depends on what you're going for. The first one they did is more of a drama. The second,
and you got that Matthew McConaughey, his manic, crazy energy. I would love to see him play just a straight up likable guy.
Yeah,
because
he sort of
he's always
is
sleazy
almost
and
a villain. In the first,
and he's
movie.
Been doing that for a while, where it's just like. I'm scared you're gonna
you're
kill
gonna
me,
me
or something.
Or,
yeah,
no, for sure. He's very charismatic, though.
Yeah, but he's great. His dance was amazing, and I noticed that. Yeah, some of the extras got a little too handsy and broke his G string. I clocked in, but they fixed it or something.
Damn,
good for him.
In the expo scene, they had 900 extras there to watch.
It's 900 of the luckiest extras.
I'm saying.
Oh, and then another question. No guys?
You know? Yeah, that was a bummer for me.
But that's a problem.
When did this come out? 20... When did it come out? 2015.
Oh, it came out 2015. Dang, that's actually surprising. I felt it would be
it
a little
more
recent.
It is more progressive, but not progressive enough not for them to put enough. Some cool gay guys.
Why are there
the
no guys? And let's be honest, like, aren't even. You know? Honestly, though, aren't male strippers mostly dancing for guys? I mean, I'm sorry, like, you know.
I mean,
it's about 50-50, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I've only been to one male strip club. Yeah. Jacob gets to hear about this. Yeah. He's my bro. It's great. But it was at, I don't know if you've ever been to Darcel's in Portland.
No.
It's a drag.
Heard of it,
it's
though.
The oldest drag club in Portland.
Okay, drag.
It's
yeah.
Super cool.
See, and that's another. They did have the drag show, so there was that. But see, yeah, not just yeah.
Yeah. And so when I went there at, you know, 10 p.m. when that ended, they did what they call cock o'clock and male strippers came out. Now, I didn't know going into it that they were going to have a strip club afterwards. Yeah. And I was like, what the F am I doing here? But I was already there and I was at a bachelorette party. So I was like, I can't ditch these people. But there was like only ladies there.
Okay.
I mean, maybe a couple of guys.
Maybe I'm, yeah. All right.
But
oh, I think New Girl did that to me. I think that's what he's
well,
like.
Well, and I'm sure
honestly,
that that's true.
It just
I'm sure
depends
it
on your
is.
Region.
Yeah, it just depends on where it is and maybe what kind. Maybe certain things cater more, you know.
And I'm sure, like,
because like that, I feel like that drag club, Darcel's in Portland, is for like bachelorette parties, and you know, I did see some guys there too, but then we have one called Crush that's really way more inclusive and like everybody goes to. Like I've seen trans people there. I've, you know, seen gay couples there, straight couples, like, and not just for bachelorette parties. Like, that one's just more of a cool club, I think.
But, yeah, in the future, yeah, just a little more, more guy on guy. Yeah, more guy on guy dances, honestly, because I don't think we
it
got any of that.
It would have been really cool to see
that
for
cool.
sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I did appreciate that there were more, people of color in the second one too.
Me like, too. I like that so much.
Very white, and maybe that's why it also felt a little more progressive to me, because it's like, I don't think, 2015 we weren't that smart. Like I felt like they still would have been. It's like, oh yeah, more and more, but less of a certain other thing, guys.
Right.
Yeah. And then star wise, I gave it a 3.5. Solid 3.5.
Awesome.
Yeah, rewatch it, and yeah, definitely recommend, especially to guys. Like, yeah.
Have you seen Guys in the Band?
No.
I'm gonna put that on your list. That's got Matt Bomer in it, and he's really great.
I love Matt Bomer.
Me too.
Now,
he's so awesome.
See, I think I wasn't into him back when he did, what is it, Suits or no, White Collar.
He
was
did
the White
Collar. He was excellent in that
so
show.
So the fedora has relevance. So the hat.
Yes, yeah. He was excellent in that show. Josh and I watched him in that.
It was popular. I remember it being popular.
It was really good. Yeah. But, like, it was more of, like, a TV show acting, you know? Not that he wasn't awesome in it, but, like, he does so...
And it was network TV, too.
It was network TV, so they sort of had to censor him, you know, a little bit more. Yeah. And he was such a ladies' man in that show that I was super shocked to find out he's gay in real life.
He is gay! Yeah!
That's
awesome.
And he takes a lot of gay parts, which I think is very cool. And when he's in Boys in the Band, he
Oh, wait, his character isn't gay. Yeah, they should have made him gay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just realized that. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, I agree.
He could be bi. Anyway.
He could, absolutely. Yeah. But,
Awesome.
Awesome.
All right. And then, some connections I noticed. There are quite a few, especially at the expo. You get a taste of, like, there's a Twilight act. So there was that. And there was a guy doing Matrix
the
moves.
Twilight act.
Yeah.
That was LaBear. That was real dancers from LaBear.
Oh, shit.
So
badass.
There you go. Yeah. How fun is that?
And then I definitely got Step Up vibes, like, especially when he's dancing in his workspace or whatever.
Which should make sense because his wife. His ex-wife now, R.I.P. Jenna Dewayne Tatum, she was a choreographer, and she did the choreography for Step Up, and she did it for Magic Mike 1 and Magic Mike 2.
Really?
Yeah.
Badass.
Choreographer. Wow. I can speak, I swear.
Cool.
Yeah, that's very awesome. Cool.
And then Steven Soderbergh, who was the director on the first one, returned, but only as a DP, which is very interesting. That is very not typical.
Right.
But Steven Soderbergh does not play by the rules.
That's right.
I really dig the vibe that he gave. It took some getting used to the feel of Magic Mike because it looks really yellow, like,
yeah,
you know, but that was for a reason. Like, it was for the reason I thought, where it's like, no, you want it to be kind of drab on the outside, because then when we go inside, yes, then it's like, oh, yeah, this is paradise.
Oh,
this is where,
yeah,
it's at. Yeah.
All right.
He directed that really well. He did a really good job.
He did a really good job.
I liked the naturalistic feel he gave it, and that did carry over into this. Like, he was still there, and like, it mm-hmm. did have that similar feel, but you definitely did feel like somebody else kind of took over.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, interesting all the way around. And speaking awesome. Of interesting, let's hear about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
The Secret of the Ooze.
Jesus.
You have to take a breath in the middle of that, don't you?
Every
Yeah. Here we go again. The TMNT battle their nemesis, the bad guy, Ninja Shredder.
Yeah.
Shredder attempts revenge on the turtles by stealing some radioactive ooze, the same ooze that created the turtles.
What?
He creates some scary ass monsters.
Yeah.
Question mark.
Yeah.
And it's once again time for the TMNT to save the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Or if you prefer the one I grew up with, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, that's the one I know.
Ninja Turtles. Heroes in a half shell. Turtle power.
Yeah, it's good.
All right. Awesome. Yeah, that is what happens in this one. So it's a little bit of what we've seen before, but a little bit of something new.
Yeah.
I'm glad Shredder came back, though, because he's a great villain.
He is a good villain, yeah. Definitely nostalgia vibes. I like that it's only an hour and a half. That felt
so
like
did
a
you
really...
even see this one or
I remember
the original
okay. bits of it.
Bits of
I
it,
definitely
yeah.
remembered more of the original while I was watching it. Like so, you know. Hmm. Yeah.
Good.
I remembered bits of it though. Like as it was going, I'd be like, oh, I know what's about to happen.
Right.
Or sometimes I'd be like, I don't really remember this part, you know.
Awesome. And then were you a fan of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
In
take them or leave them?
Yeah, in the same way that I think like most sisters who have to watch them are.
with their brothers.
With their big bro. Yeah, I mean, I thought that it was like a fun.
It's fun.
Yeah,
it's
it was a fun.
Tolerable.
Like when the TV show was on, I thought it was fun.
There's
when the
worse.
Was
like
on,
kind of on par with Mighty Morphin, you know?
Yes, totally. Yeah. Yeah. And Pokemon, like, I sort of had the same feels about all of these things.
Yeah.
Like, not negative at all. Not, like,
but
so
definitely
positive
just
that I don't
dumb,
remember
right.
everything, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kind of dumb fun.
Dumb fun is right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely in this one.
Describes this movie
they,
well.
Opted for a lot more teenager.
Yes, this
sequel.
Was definitely aimed at more kids.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. We were kids when we watched
yeah,
this.
Yeah, and that was the smart way to go.
It like, was, yeah. yeah.
And that's kind of the first question. In what ways does this differ from the original as far as, like, you can remember?
Yeah, I think this one's definitely more aimed at kids. Like, mm-hmm. I think that the jokes are more eye roll worthy now as an
yeah,
adult.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
But like I guarantee if I put like a 10-year-old in front of the TV that they would be laughing at every joke probably.
Yeah, I think this could still work for kids now.
I think so
actually.
Too.
Like
I think
definitely
so too.
A certain niche group maybe, but
yeah.
You know.
But yeah, I think that's to me. And I think that the turtles look a little different. Like they look, mm-hmm. is
right.
that right?
They
yeah.
did change the cause. Cause in the first one, a lot of the mechanics were done in the shell.
Okay.
But they moved a lot of that to the head. So it, you know, they could,
do it more
have
realistically.
More expression and
yeah.
like, freedom up a little more. They're a little less bulky maybe and
sure.
such. And they switched out some performers, definitely switched out some voices. Corey Feldman is missing but you know dark like the first one's a lot more dark
yeah
this
I
one's
agree
way
this
more
one's
light.
Way more light
um
that's true
so you know I gotta ask Who is your favorite Ninja Turtle?
I did know you were going to ask, and I wrote it down. I don't know that I can decide. I feel like it's either Michelangelo or Leonardo.
I could see, yeah. Leonardo, like, I think they need to do more with Leonardo.
I think, like, growing up, I liked Leonardo the best because I felt like he was the underdog that, like, didn't get his limelight as much.
Yeah.
But, you know, every kid really likes Michelangelo. He's sort of the leader.
Fucking hilarious.
You know, and he's really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say one of the two. Like, this, if I didn't have, like, previous knowledge, I might be like, yeah, Michelangelo was the best. Yeah. Like, I like Leonardo, too.
Yeah. They really wanted to incorporate an alien race into this story. How do you feel about that?
Not good.
Because originally the ooze was going to be from aliens and, like, they were going to meet up with them and stuff. And
Mommy, Daddy.
So I wonder how that would have sat with Donatello, who was going through this weird, like, existential crisis.
Yeah, what's going on with Donatello?
I don't know. I just thought there would be more. I want to be special. He's a millennial.
He's a millennial.
He wants to be special.
Poor guy. I get it, man.
And I don't know how that would have sat with him. It's like, oh, I thought there would be more to it. Oh, we're eight. Oh, descended from alien. You know what? No, I'm good. Like, can it just be the ooze?
Yeah, I'm glad that it's just the ooze. Like,
and in the comics, apparently Shredder is operated by aliens. He's not.
Whoa. And they're trying to kill the turtles?
Like,
or what,
right?
Are they crazy?
Yeah, something like that. Because let's see, I think they're stranded on Earth, and so they're trying to escape and
I see.
Create a power source and yeah.
Crazy.
They replaced Judith Hogue, who was the April O'Neil from movie one, and replaced it with this actress. How do you think this April O'Neil stacks up?
So I did remember, like, oh, this isn't the same person.
Right.
And I was disappointed.
Yeah, I like Judith Hogue a little more.
I think she's a little better. I think she, like, resonates with the turtles a little bit more. Like, I just didn't buy it as much this one.
This one, like, most of her dialogue was, you guys found a new place to live yet? Like, that's always her question.
Oh,
it's like,
rat,
you're trying to get
cleanest
rid of us?
Like, I'm the mom, one. I'm cleaning.
Right.
I'm like, ah.
They kind of made her more generic.
Yeah.
She had a little more zest. Now, she was handpicked by Judith Hogue, so that's kind of cool. She was okay with
her.
It, I
guess. Just was like,
And apparently they're friends now. They're like best friends.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, right? The two Aprils.
April and April.
Yeah. Thoughts on Kino? The cocky martial arts pizza delivery dude? How do we feel about Kino?
Ask me my favorite performance.
What? Okay, we'll get to that then, because I've got thoughts.
Apparently, I just heard a little bit of them.
Yeah, this movie utilizes impressive puppetry from the Jim Henson Company.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the shift into more digital design special effects these days? Because, see, that's the thing about this movie is this was all mostly analog. Didn't rely on the computers. Michael Bay's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles come out, and they're all digital.
It's creepy. Michael Bay's.
Yeah,
right.
So you would prefer, you like when their costumes and stuff. Like, same with the Star Wars movies.
Yes,
like, you know?
I think that I'm just, like, I am part of, I'm a millennial. I'm part of that age group. I grew up going to Disneyland where everything had animatronic characters.
Yes.
Like, so I like that style a lot. Like, I like puppets. I like Yoda. I like Grogu. Like, I like that they made him into a puppet instead of animating him.
It's more impressive on the one hand.
For sure. And also, I just, like, I don't know. I
connect more with, like, some. It's weird, though. You'd think you would connect less, actually, with a puppet thing, which only. Is that me? Which only has, like, one expression or whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
But no, these digital ones I find harder to connect with.
Yeah, and I just am super aware that they are not,
especially at this point,
in the same place that the humans that are acting are in.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And so it's like, sometimes that's fine. But most of the time I like, if I see somebody like acting, I want them to be acting at something and not a computer animated thing that's put in, or a green screen.
Like, Sir Ian McKellen, like, broke down in tears on the set of making the Hobbit movies because most of that was, like, he was never interacting with anybody, and he was like, I miss my friends.
Oh my gosh. Right?
And that's Sir Ian McKellen. Like, you know, that's when we should have been like, guys, shut it down. Like,
shut it down.
Like, we are, no, Sir Ian, like, we will come back in a year when we have it all, like, this sound stage is, like, going to be equipped. It's going to be Middle Earth.
Like,
it's going to be great. Yeah. So, yeah, I prefer analog a little bit more.
Me too.
You know, and I understand, like, sometimes it's really cool and, like, it's utilized well. Like, The Mandalorian does utilize a lot of...
They do.
Like, well, but what's interesting, see, what Jon Favreau's doing, though, with The Mandalorian is it's people against a screen, but they are projecting the imagery on that screen. So
right,
you do
so
feel
they,
like you're
mm-hmm,
there.
Totally.
A little bit more, anyway.
And, like, Pedro Pascal, who plays the Mandalorian, he has to do a lot of voiceover work, obviously, because he's in this costume and they can't make it sound right. It makes sense.
Right.
But when he's doing it, he, like, holds something, like he's holding Grogu, and he, like, acts.
Smart.
So, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Smart. Mandalorian, good show.
It is a good show.
What would be your ninja weapon of choice?
It's an interesting question. I would
say... Two swords.
Oh, I was going to say stars.
Oh, nice. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Good.
Because, like, I wish that
Hell
I...
yeah.
Yeah.
It's more impressive. It's like, oh, witch owl.
You didn't know this hair clip
was
actually a blade.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah, good choice.
Thanks.
Good choice. Okay, and then finally, the favorite questions. All right, let's get... Yeah, favorite performance. Let's go. Come on.
Okay, well... So I had to take the turtles out of it.
Yeah,
and
right.
Also their puppets. Or something like a puppet.
And see, yeah, then it does get into weird territory. It's like, which body did you like versus voice versus...
Yeah, it's too weird. So really, there's not a lot of other characters to go off of. Let's be real.
Really? Wow.
So I thought Kino did a good job. Like, I liked his opening scene. I
a
thought
little
that
sexist, though, don't you think?
He's a little sexist, yeah.
Yeah.
I also
but
liked
you take into consideration the time.
The
like,
time,
you know.
Yeah. I also liked the scientist guy. I thought
he
did
was
a
great.
Really good
yeah,
job.
Yeah,
yeah.
I hated him as a kid. I was just like, God,
me
this
too.
Guy's so boring.
But as an adult, I'm like, no,
yeah,
he's pulling his own. He's,
yeah, he's
like
got
trying
some complexity.
To be a scientist, yeah.
Where, you know, he's stuck with the Shredder and, like, you know, you're like, oh, he's helping them out. Like, what the? Oh, and now he's helping them out? God, this guy has no backbone. It's like, yeah, no, he wants to survive.
He wants to stay alive, and he also
you dick,
wants
you,
to...
You teenage mutant
ninja
turtles.
Teenagers.
10 flips now.
Damn.
Favorite scene?
So, favorite scene, where did I put it? Oh, I really love, this is just like the child in me, I think, but I thought, I laughed when they did the pre-fight donut scene. Yum, yum, yum,
good
yum.
Good choice. That is so, the pre-fight donut scene. Yeah, that's a good
so
one.
Good.
Yeah. Num nums.
Num nums.
Yeah. Eat it. Scarf it. Like, yeah,
I've like... Good job. I laughed out loud because I've also been them, like, trying to get a toddler to eat something. Like, nummy! It's nummy!
It's so good!
They did really good.
I love they cut the shots of even Shredder, like, what?
What is happening?
Shredder had a lot more to do this time.
Yeah, Shredder was great.
And then, favorite line of dialogue?
My favorite line is... it's from Leonardo. A true ninja is a master of himself and his environment. So don't forget, we're turtles.
Nice.
It's a great line.
Good deal. Yeah, that's a great one. So do you maybe have a favorite Michelangelo one-liner? Because boy, are there a lot of them.
I didn't
like,
write one down,
could you think any
but...
off the top of your... Because for me, it's, oh God, what is it? Yeah, it's during the fight with Tonkin Razor. I think it's right after it fails, and like they're throwing Michelangelo around, and they pick him up. It's like, okay, Leo, you take the ugly one. It's like, no, Donnie, you take the ugly one. It's like, I'll take the ugly one. And Michelangelo's like, which one's the ugly one?
That was a good one. That was
cracked me up.
He does have a lot of good one-liners. Yeah,
like, yeah, it's like cold cut combo or what, like, next time I use mustard.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. What a manic energy. It's really fun opening
a
and
manic
everything
energy, yeah.
And then would you rewatch or recommend? And it's fine. Like
maybe. Like, it's one of those things that, again, like, if it came on TV and I was doing chores, I would leave it on and I would turn it up and listen while I did my chores. Because I don't like to do anything in silence.
Yeah, right.
Except for, like, sometimes in the morning I like to drink my coffee in silence. But that's it. That's really it. And I meditate sometimes in silence. But
that's it.
That's it, guys. That's it. So yeah, I might have it on in that sense, but I'm not probably going to like go looking for it to rewatch it.
And then
recommending it, like it would have to be a special case, I think.
Maybe recommend it to a kid.
That's what I was going to say.
Or parents like, where it's like, oh, does he like, oh, he like likes puppetry Taven, and shit.
Like Taven would be a good person to recommend it to.
Yeah.
He's our 10-year-old nephew and he likes old and new stuff. Like I think he would like it.
Nice.
But like, you know, our niece's kids, like, I don't think that they would like it because they like everything super new looking, you know?
Yeah.
Super so it new. Just depends. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Sweet. Awesome.
Oh, and then my connections that I found obviously were to the first TMNT.
Yes.
They do like a little Karate Kid mention wax on, oh, wax nice. Off. Thought that was cute.
That was me. I did that. I did Jacob that in did stores. That. Like, yeah, keep me away from the brushes because, yeah, that's what I would do.
That would, yeah, yeah. He would drop everything to do it. And then Jacob loved Karate Kid so much. I still can, like, if I'm watching it, like, I can sometimes say the lines before they happen because of how much Jacob watched it when we were growing
such
up.
Good shit.
It's such a good movie, yeah.
It's pretty great.
And then Donatello at one point yells, RoboCop!
Nice.
So those were RoboCop. My connections. Nice.
Oh, that's right. That's when he was doing that weird clown
thing. It was weird.
And then how many stars, like, out of 5 stars, how many stars?
3.
Nice. Okay.
I almost did 2.5, but I bumped it up a half point for just nostalgia factor.
Yeah, right. Nostalgia.
Like, nice. I really felt like I was transported back into the 90s.
Yeah.
The payphones and, phone. Like, you
the
know.
Pizza. It made me want some
the
pizza.
Pizza. I did want pizza. I liked that scene as well when they, like, have to do the sniff together. Yeah. Like,
a so moment classic. To reflect.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And some people are, I think, it's very polarizing. Like, some people are like, this is disgusting. I don't want to see all these people eating. I get it.
I, like, I think I am that way sometimes. But then other times, like, I don't know what it is about anime food specifically. Mm-hmm. But they're...
Cartoon food
in general,
the board
yeah,
just,
looks good. Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't think that
but
bothers
anime,
me.
Like, does everything even more better. So
yeah, because like, they do it so, like, beautifully and realistic looking that you're just like, I don't know what that is, but I have to eat that. I'm hungry for this thing I've never tasted.
Oh, it's just, it's a sheep intestine stuff with it. It's like,
yum, give it to
me. Don't care. Give it to me. Don't fucking
like,
care.
I remember seeing those,
wanna
like...
want to turn into a pig, like, in Spirited Away.
Yeah, the food in Spirited Away looks really good until they, like, are engorsing on it. You're like, that's gross. Whoa. Stop. What are you doing? And then they turn into pigs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was so scared of that.
Yeah.
When I first watched it, it's like, this is that. That's what happens if you pig out like that. It's scary.
Fucked.
Anyways.
Awesome. And so now I guess it's time to find the connections between both of these movies.
Yeah.
Like, how are we gonna do it? What do you
how
got?
How do we do? So I've got one connection.
One connection.
Both right. movies center ish. around male friendship.
Okay. Wow. Really phoning it in.
Phoning
all right.
it. It's about, both are about a group of dudes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
That's it. That's all I got.
Dudes.
Dudes.
All right. Both movies have scenes in which food is utilized as props or weapons.
Hey, that's true.
There's an opening fight with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles where he's using cold cuts. And in Magic Mike, there's that beautiful supermarket scene.
And also the whipped cream scene.
Oh, yeah. And then
and
the expo.
Chocolate.
That's
yeah.
true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. both movies feature major hip-hop artists who perform original songs.
Mm.
Vanilla Ice, Donald Glover.
Love it.
Both opted for a lighter and funnier tone.
Than their original.
Both feature a stage show.
Mm.
Both had actors who were not asked to return to the sequel after playing major characters.
Damn.
Cody Horn and Judith Hogue. Yeah.
I love it.
And so there's your connection. So now we come to Do we do assignments first? Or no, recommendations. Sorry.
Recommendations.
Let's do some recommendations. So give me time to find mine.
Okay, I'll talk about mine. Yeah. So I'm going to recommend the show Never Have I Ever.
Okay.
It's on Netflix. Mm. It's a Netflix original show.
Okay.
And Mindy Kaling is the creator of the show and the writer.
Okay.
And I love her. It's about a girl named Davy. And she had a really traumatic year. In the beginning of the show, we learn her dad died while she was, like, up on stage playing the harp.
Oh, wow.
At one of her performances. She's a first-generation American Indian teenager.
Oh, geez. Wow.
Who wants to prove her status at school, but her friends, family, and feelings don't make it easy on her. It's really good. And her mom is, like, more of a traditional Indian woman than her dad was. Her dad really wanted to live in America and create this new life for them. And her mom's, like, sort of like, should we move back to India? Because I'm, like, raising this daughter by myself. And it's hard. And they have such strict rules. And so there's, like, a lot of family dynamic in there. There's, like, some really cool Hindu culture in there that I think is really important.
Yeah.
And then there's just the fun, like, teenage bullshit that you get to watch as well. I love it. It's great. Season 2 just came out.
What's it called?
Never Have I Ever.
Hmm. And season 2 just came out.
It did.
Where is it available?
Netflix.
Netflix. Okay. Perfect. And my recommendation is a podcast. It is called Retro Movie Roundtable. Very akin to one I recommended recently, Flashback Flicks. In fact, they kind of cross over frequently.
Oh, that's fun.
But Retro Movie Roundtable is just like it sounds. It's a couple of dudes. a couple of dudes who sit down to talk about movies. And a lot of them are retro, like Invasions of the Body Snatchers, Laura,
oh, wow.
The Departed, The Quick and the Dead, Long Goodbye, like just to name a few.
A few.
And, yeah, and so Retro Movie Roundtable, available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Love it. Shall we assign out movies? Also, you can follow the show.
Yeah, let's do that first. So, yeah, if you like what you've been hearing, you can definitely check out us on Instagram. And you can follow us on Instagram.
At The Movie Connection.
And you can follow us individually, me at Jacobine Watson.
And me at Casey Schwartz. We also have a Facebook page, The Movie Connection.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to reach out to us, you can DM us on Insta or Facebook, or you can email us at movieconnectionpodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know what you like, what you don't like. Maybe give
hey.
Us some recommendations on movies
for sure.
that you want us to watch.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, just say hello, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah, and also, if you like what you hear, you know, drop us a, like, 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Helps us get noticed a little more.
Give us a thumbs up on Spotify.
Yeah.
Yeah, both of those things will help.
You know, just put in a good word for us.
Yeah, guys, we're still up and coming.
Yeah, we'd love to spread the word, spread the love, spread the connections.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome, and so... Yeah, I think now is the time for the assignments.
Cool. I'm ready.
Do it.
Okay. The movie I'm assigning Jacob this week is Boo Riley's Sorry to Bother You.
Oh, Sorry to Bother You. Perfect. Yeah,
you can watch
that
on Hulu.
Sorry.
And I'm super excited.
Sorry to Bother You.
It's a little intense.
Oh, it's intense. Oh.
Yeah, like emotionally intense. Oh, so shit. Be in a good headspace when you watch
Perfect.
It.
Perfect. Because what I have to assign you is an emotionally devastating movie called
Rude.
Detachment.
Detachment.
Starring Adrian Brody. Because, yeah, you assigned, you did your kind of, we are in September officially at this point when you're, not when we're recording this, but when this premieres. It will be in September, I think. So yeah, you kind of did your back to school movie with Love, Simon, and so here's my back to school
Damn.
Movie. Mine's a lot more fucked up though.
Great.
You have fun with that. No.
Thanks.
It's really good though. No, it's got a lot of good stuff to say, but it's perfect. Like, see, they're already connecting. They're both going to have an intensity to them.
They will for sure. And this one is your movie. Sorry to Bother You is much more in the adult space, but I think you're going to dig it. Like, nice. I think you'll think it's interesting.
Fantastic. All right, everybody. And yeah, be sure, if you want, you can watch the movies that we're watching or whatever.
Yeah.
And tune in next week. Looking forward to it. Highlight of my week.
Mine too. I love it.
Awesome. Well, take care, everybody. Stay safe. And yeah.
Bye.
See you soon. Bye.